Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our service in the park. Long time no see, everybody. Gosh, so nice to see you all. And so we are going to begin our service today. I will share with you our mission statement. And if you know it, I invite you to join me in saying it. And if not, I invite you just to take it in. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So that's exactly what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is awakening to that divine presence that is not just all around us, which it is, but that presence that is also within us, that presence that expresses itself as our own wholeness and as our own authentic power, that presence that expresses itself within us as peace and love and beauty and our own inner magnificence. Because what happens is it's only as we come to know that that is always within us, regardless of what's happening in the world, that then we have access to it. Then we have access to that peace, and access to the love, and access to the good. And as we know that that is always within us, then we can bring that forward into the world when the world is not reflecting it back to us. And as we do that, we change the situations and the circumstances. We become a beneficial presence to those that we are interacting with, and we become a beneficial presence to the whole of humanity, because we are all connected to each other, because we are all part of the oneness of life and the oneness of this collective consciousness. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for heeding the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be awakening to that divine presence that is always right where you are. And so as we begin our service today, I'm going to invite David Conant, our practitioner, to come up, and he's going to come and lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, and we will listen to, and I invite you to go ahead and sing along if you'd like to Denise Rosier's We Are, that will lead us into that evocation. So I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, into that place of stillness within you. For it is when we get still that we really can recognize that divine presence within us.
I move my thoughts within, where I center my consciousness with the creative intelligence that is the one source. I am grateful to be here because I know what is going on. I can confirm my oneness with this pure spirit, and I know for sure the same is true for everyone here. This is a divine companion that is always with us, and it is present here as Living Beyond Limits. And so that means this entire service is blessed, and that includes all of us. I bless Reverend Jennifer, the one source of inner light flows through her into this service and into our lives. I bless Ray, and I recognize his connection with Spirit. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths, and I am grateful for what we are doing. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The title of it is, I Steadfastly Increase My Awareness of My God in My Present World. Goes like this. I live in an expanding universe that is potent with divine possibilities. On every hand, the presence of God is beckoning to me, inviting my growth. There is nothing to hold me back, for God's mind in me presses me forward into larger living and greater thinking. I steadfastly increase my awareness of God in my present world. Right here and now, I make my demonstration. I joyously accept an expanding, unfolding life of true service to God and to my fellow man. I live in an evolving universe that bids me to grow in the ways of Spirit. God is seeking to make me a greater person and a more useful citizen of its good heaven on earth. I seek out larger ideas of truth. I keep the windows of my soul open to new and fresh ways of knowing the truth. I evolve that image and likeness, which is already my inner pattern. I let go of the little to accept the more. I grow in wisdom, in spiritual stature, in favor with God and with man. Right where I am, I shall make my demonstration of truth. Today, I live in omnipresence, and right now, my good is at hand. What I seek is seeking me. I relax and realize that today is good, tomorrow will be better, and each day is God's day. And so it is.
Very nice. I love that, David. And so, as things begin to open up and restrictions are starting to be easing, I think that it might be time that we actually start paying attention to those heartfelt longings and desires and dreams that we have. Because I know that we all have heartfelt desires and dreams, things we'd like to do, and places that we would like to go. Maybe things that we'd like to learn or things that we'd like to experience. And I know some of those dreams and heartfelt desires that we have been on hold for the past year because of the pandemic. And yet, I know that we still have heartfelt desires that we had before this pandemic even began, and that those things still live in our hearts and they still kind of tug at our heartstrings. because even though we've been on hold, those things haven't gone away. And maybe you even have some new things that are tugging at your heart that have happened in this past year because of all that has gone on this year. Perhaps you have a desire to help do something to change the homeless problem we're having. Or perhaps you have a desire to get involved with an organization that helps to alleviate food scarcity that people are experiencing. Or maybe you have a desire inside of you to help heal the political divide that's going on in our country, the divide between Democrats and Republicans. Maybe you're called, you feel like you have an inner calling to get involved in local politics. Or maybe it's something more like you want to play the piano. Or maybe you want to travel. Or maybe you just want to have some new experiences and experience a new culture and new ways of living. You know, we each have different things that call to our hearts that feel like those longings, and we all have different things that will bring us that deep satisfaction. And yet, we don't always pursue those dreams that we have. We don't always follow those heart longings, even when they stay with us for a long time. But instead, what happens is we come up with lots of excuses about why we can't do this. We tell ourselves that we are just too busy and that we don't have time to do those things. Maybe we even convince ourselves that it really isn't that important. Or maybe you tell yourself that you are too old, or that it's just too expensive, or maybe that you can't leave your pets for that long to go and do that thing that you want to do. Maybe you haven't pursued some of those heartfelt longings that you have simply because you don't know where to begin or you don't know how to do it. And sometimes it's really just fear that stops us. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of not succeeding and then we might look foolish. Or fear, just some unnamed fear that you don't even know. In addition to that, you might not be good at it because you've never done that. But yet, even though those excuses exist, and even though those fears come up, if you check in with your heart, those desires and those dreams and those longings are still present in your heart. And when those kind of heartfelt desires stay in your heart like that for a long time, I really believe it's because it's a soul longing that you're having. It's a longing of your own spirit and your own soul to do that thing or to experience that thing or to be that thing. In fact, Ernest Holmes said, "The desire arises out of the necessity of the universe to become self-expressed." That desire that you have in your heart is literally the universe desiring through you so that it might express itself more fully by means of you. Those longings that we have in our hearts are life's longing to unfold itself in a greater way. And so I'd like to share a story with you this week that reminded me of that. It says, Sarah Winchester believed that unless she kept adding rooms to her San Jose mansion, she would die. So the house was under construction for 38 straight years until it comprised 160 rooms. While Mrs. Winchester's building practice may seem neurotic or superstitious, her actions illustrate a certain principle of ongoing growth. We all need a purpose, a project that gets our juices flowing and keeps our life force moving. Without something to focus on, without passions or purpose, we shrivel up and die, literally or spiritually. The notion of retiring from work is deceptive. While it may be attractive to quit a job you dislike, A life of pure leisure is less beneficial than a life with purposeful pursuits. Statistics show that people who retire from work but stay active in the community or in family projects live longer than those with nothing much to do. Activity with intention yields life. What you do with your time is more important than the time you have to do it. There is a time for work and a time for rest, a time for play, a time for renewal. Most people work too much in professions that they don't really like. So they dream of a time when they will no longer have to go to work. But the key is not to quit working. The key is to quit doing what you hate. Do not wait until you retire to do something you like. Instead, be honest about where your joy lives and pursue it at any age. Then you will see that passion is not just a part of life, but passion is life. If you are bored, sick, or depressed, your healing will surely be facilitated by immersing yourself in a project that stirs you. I have seen many people overcome depression and illness by pursuing creative endeavors. The most direct path to a long and happy life is one that inspires you and challenges you to grow. Then you will trade a rocking chair for a rocking life. Those heartfelt desires we have to do something new, to experience something new, are those things that grow us, the things that stretch us, the things that give us that experience of livingness and life and make us feel more alive. And so the title of my talk today is Reading the Signs. And I'm talking about that those heartfelt longings that we have, those heartfelt desires, are life's way of calling us to a greater experience of life. And they are life's way of calling us into a way so that it might express itself in a greater way. So that we might express our own untapped potential and our own greater yet to be. Those longings of our heart that stay with us are those signs. It's a sign that says, go this way. It's calling you in that direction. And I know that every single one of us, we want to live a life that feels rich and fulfilling and satisfying. We want to feel fulfilled. And as spiritual beings, we have a need to experience and to express our own spirits. We have a need to experience and express our own potential, that which lives within us that has not yet been discovered. We have a need within us as spiritual beings to discover who and what we are and to give birth to that. We have a need to discover who we are as incarnations of that infinite one. Following those heartfelt desires does just that. It allows us to discover who we are in ways we haven't discovered before. And so on our Zoom call this week, one of the things that we talked about was the question, what beliefs do you have that are keeping you from fulfilling your desires? And I know that one of my desires that I have is actually to relax more, to have more time to just be instead of all of my time doing. And I have this belief that I still hold on to somewhat from my childhood that says I must be productive all the time. And when I was in my 20s and 30s, that belief really ran me. In fact, I remember if I took a day off, by the time it got to be about 3 p.m., if I hadn't done something productive yet, I would have major anxiety. And so it certainly doesn't run me like that anymore. But if I don't pay attention to what I'm thinking, to where my thoughts rest, that can still keep me much busier than I would actually like to be in my life. But I realized, even on this Zoom call again this week, that I can change the way that I'm thinking about it. And that I can actually use the affirmation that says, I am enough just as I am. And when I say that to myself, I can feel myself kind of let go. I feel this sense of relief and a lighter load on my shoulders. I'm enough just as I am, without having to do anything, without having to accomplish anything. I also realized on that Zoom call this week that actually relaxing is taking care of myself. And so I took an entire day off yesterday. And we went to Culver City, and we went for a walk out of this book that I have that's called Walks in L.A. And we got to hike these wooden platforms that went back and forth up this tall hill till we got to the top of the hill. And as we got up to the top, you could see Baldwin Park and Glendale and Burbank and all the way into the valley. And if you turned and looked the other way, you could see the ocean and you could see Santa Monica. And then we walked around the top of the hill to the other side, and then you could see downtown L.A. and the Hollywood sign. You could see forever in all directions. And it was so good to do something new, to do something outside of my box, and to just get to be. I realized on that Zoom call this week that when I experience greater balance in my life, the universe is more fully expressed. If I am only working and achieving and doing and being productive, it is not as fully expressed as when I do those things and I also rest and I play and I'm in joy. When I do all of those things, the universe is so much more fully expressed within me, and I am more fully expressed, and it feels better. Ernest Holmes said, conditions are the reflection of our meditations and nothing else. The conditions in our life are a reflection of what we think about and what we put our focus on and what we contemplate. That's what he means by meditation. What we contemplate, what we think about, what we believe. That is the outpicturing of our life. So really, is all we have to do is change the way that we are thinking. Hence that quote from Science and Mind, change your thinking, change your life. When we change our conscious thoughts through using affirmation, through telling ourselves something new, as we repeat those thoughts, they filter in and then become the subconscious belief. And then that is the thing that creates what we do and where we go and how we are, and that creates our life and creates the life that reflects back to us. So what's happening in our lives is simply a reflection of our attention and of our thinking. Gloria Estefan said, whatever it is your heart desires, please go for it. It's yours to have. That thing that calls to your heart, it's yours to have. That's why it's calling to your heart. It's meant for you. And I know sometimes that fear stops us from pursuing our dreams, but here's the key. Here's the good news. You don't actually have to wait for that fear to go away in order to follow those dreams. What you really have to do is just take one step in the direction of what it is that you want to do. One step in that direction fans this flame that lives inside of us so that it grows bigger and the excitement starts growing in us. So if you want to travel, all you have to begin is by taking one step. get some travel brochures. Go online and do some research about that place that you want to go and some organizations that might be going there. If you want to play the piano, tell the people that are in your circle of support. Not the naysayers, but the people that are your support system. And as you tell them, and as you talk about it, you will start getting more excited, and they will start getting excited for you. Take one step. Go to a music store and buy some sheet music of some music you'd like to play. Or go to a piano store and look at the pianos. Or go online and see who's giving away a free piano. If you want to work with the homeless, get online and do some research about organizations that are doing what you think you might like to do. But as all you have to do is take one step in order to fan that flame. And as you take that step and your excitement starts to grow, your excitement becomes bigger than your fear. Your excitement carries you forward. And as your excitement starts growing, it becomes bigger than your doubts. And so what is your heart calling you to do right now? What is pulling at your heart and calling your name? What is it that you would like to do? Maybe that's been on hold. Maybe it's new. And what is one step that you can take to move yourself in that direction? Can you think of one step that you can do today or tomorrow to move you in that direction? Take that step. Fan the flames. Let your excitement grow and let it move you forward. And so my invitation to you this week is to set your intention to do that thing, to be that thing, to have that thing, to experience whatever that thing is that has been living in your heart and whispering your name to you. Set an intention to do that and then take one step in that direction this week, today, if you can do it. Do some research, make a phone call, do something that moves you in that direction. And fan those flames of your excitement. And remember that Ernest Holmes said, back of all desires is the impulse of spirit to express. That's spirit knocking at your heart. Spirit seeking to express by means of you, as life. And know that that thing is yours to have. That thing is yours to do. That thing is yours to be. And as a result, you will be experiencing your most fulfilling life. You will be living a joy-filled life, and growing and unfolding and discovering things about yourself and things about life that you didn't even know. You'll be discovering your own untapped potential and your own spiritual magnificence. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of creating who you are in this world, living this life of potential and beauty and bringing all of that to this world by means of you. So blessings to every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to that omnipresence of spirit, that one presence, that one power, that one life, that is limitless, that one that is the very essence of boundless potential, of infinite creativity, that is the very essence of life and of beauty, that is endlessly unfolding itself everywhere we look, unfolding itself as nature, and as people and as creative ideas and as things to do that is unfolding itself as this entire world and everything in it. And that that presence is also unfolding itself in our hearts as those heartfelt longings, expressing itself in our hearts as those things that feel like they are calling us, those things that we have always wanted to do, or maybe it's something new that you're wanting to do. And today I recognize that it is none other than the call of the infinite to unfold itself through each and every one of us in a greater way. And so today we heed those callings. We look within to that dream and we catch a hold of it. And we let it lift us and move us forward in life and become more of who we are intended to be, more of who we really are. And so I know that every single one of these heartfelt desires is already blessed from on high. For it is within us by divine purpose. It is a part of our spirit and a part of our longing for expansion and for growth and for self-discovery. And so I recognize and know today that that presence moves in and through us, and it goes before us, making the way open and plain and smooth. It goes before us and calls us and leads us and guides us to the exact people we need to talk to the exact websites we need to see, to whatever the resources are, that it leads us right there. For yes, indeed, what is calling to us from the inside is calling to us from the outside. For they are really one and the same. They are really the mind of the infinite unfolding itself. And so that which is seeking us, we are seeking, and it is blessed. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us right now. And we just step into that in gratitude and in trust and in joy. And so I release this prayer and I say, and so it is.
So it is.
And so it is now. David, did you by chance write an affirmation out of that? All right, David's going to come up and lead you in an affirmation.
So, if you'll repeat after me. Today I have the desire.
Today I have the desire.
To use my connection with spirit.
To use my connection with spirit.
To pursue my heartfelt desires and dreams.
To pursue my heartfelt desires and dreams.
I know that each time that I do this,
I know that each time I do this,
I will be living a very fulfilled, spirit-filled life.
I will be living a very fulfilled, spirit-filled life.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to bring that up here and drop it into the basket. I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so, really, it is with heartfelt gratitude that Living Beyond Limits receives these offerings today. And so I recognize that this is an offering of love, and it's an offering of gratitude. It's an offering of how connected we are to each other and to Living Beyond Limits and to life. For I know that today this service has fed each one of us. And so in return, we give so that Living Beyond Limits might continue to be of service in this world, to be a place of light, a place of truth, a place of remembering who and what and whose we are. And so I bless this offering today, knowing that all that has been done here today blesses each and every single one of us, and in turn, we become a greater blessing to this world. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I say thank you to this community, and thank you, God. And so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is our class starts this coming Thursday. So if you sign up for class, your workbook is here. And if you brought a way to pay for your class today and want to do that, Barbara Conant will take that from you. I also have brought journals if you want a journal to be able to write in for class. That's available also. So if you've been participating in our Thursday night Zooms, that's going to be on hiatus for the next 3 weeks while we do this three-week class. And then we're going to do a book club. 3 weeks after that, we're going to meet, and we're going to be reading the book Tattoos on the Heart. So if you'd like to join us for that, you might want to go ahead and order your book. You can start reading it now or wait for the 3 weeks or any time in between then. And we're going to meet on a Tuesday, and I haven't set up the time yet. I'll have Ray send out a blurb about that. Maybe you can email us back, or you can talk to me today while you're here if you want to participate and tell me if you would like to do Tuesday day or Tuesday evening for that book club. So it's going to be a one-time meeting where we're going to spend some time and talk about the book and what we thought about it and how it affects our lives and what it's changed inside of us and changed our perspective and all the things that came to us because of that. We are continuing to do Ministry of Prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can email that or text it or tell Barbara Conant, and she will get that out to the practitioners. We are happy to support you in prayer for the next week. We have lots of prayer shawls. If you know somebody that would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, Barbara Conant has them at her house, and she's happy to get one to you. She and David will pray over it for whatever the desired outcome is before you get it, and we're happy to gift that to you. We invite you to join our YouTube channel so you can watch all of our videos online. We are going to be meeting here every other week in the park. That's our intention, at least for the month of March. We might up it after that. We'll talk about it. We will be here at 11 o'clock again in 2 weeks until the weather gets a little bit warmer, and then we'll go back to 10 o'clock. And I would like to thank every single one of you seriously for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits, your support of consciousness and of prayers, and your financial support has allowed us to continue to flourish and to thrive and puts us in a good position to be back together in a physical space when things open up and allow us to do that. So thank you for all of your support, and know that you are loved and that we hold you in our hearts and in our embrace, whether we're together physically or not. And I hope to see you online next week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks. So lots of love to you.